From Georgia Public Broadcasting, it's On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Graduation Achievement Charter School was founded in 2012 to help at-risk students earn their diplomas. But after 6 years of poor performance, Georgia's first virtual charter high school, an only alternative school within the state's charter system, is shutting down. The last senior class graduates later this month. Here with more about the future of virtual and alternative charter schools is Vanessa McCray. She's education reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Vanessa, good morning.
Hi, thanks to be here.
So 1,700 students will be left without a diploma when Graduation Achievement Charter School closes. Who are these students?
That was really one of the most compelling reasons why I wanted to write this story for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. What school officials told me about the population of students here is that they really reflect a high need, high risk population of students. What my research indicated is that about 77% are low income, as marked by free and reduced lunch eligibility, and a good 60% or more are over age for their grade. I was told that the average ninth grader is almost 17 when they enter. So these are kids who really... we're looking for a second chance and in some cases a last chance to finish their degree.
When you reported that school administrators argued unsuccessfully for the state to make some exceptions to the standards that they abide by in order to keep the school chartered, because of the student population, what about this particular student body made it difficult to succeed?
So the school leaders told me that what they struggled with was having students who were not as prepared when they entered the school because they had, in many cases, been expelled from another school or had dropped out or who lagged behind severely. And so that, of course, affected their test scores, and that's the basis on which this school and other state charter schools are ultimately assessed.
Is that the sole assessment metric?
There's a number of different factors, but when it comes to the academic achievement portion, the State Commission, which is the group that authorizes state charter schools like Graduation Achievement, looks at various ways of measuring their academic success. And the State Charter School Commission argues that they have in their measurement baked in ways to level the playing field and account for disadvantaged students. Of course, Graduation Achievement says they needed even more leeway in order to meet these expectations.
Given their student population.
Correct.
Well, in this commercial, a Graduation Achievement student talks about what he's been able to accomplish through the online charter school format.
I was in a mental facility for 2 years in Augusta, which had a school there. Both schools messed up my credits terribly. My credits were on a special education track. I wanted to have a high school diploma, and I didn't know they would put me all the way back in ninth grade as an 18-year-old. So I wanted to come to Graduation Achievement. One of the things I'm so excited about is that I get to graduate in December because I have 29.5 credits and I only need two more to graduate.
A very hopeful ad campaign anyway, but the school did fail to meet academic state standards. So where exactly did it fail?
So the rub for Graduation Achievement came in meeting the academic performance benchmarks that the State Charter School Commission lays out. The State Charter School Commission authorizes Graduation Achievement in about 30 other charter schools, and it expects, in exchange for flexibility and state funding, that charter schools like Graduation Achievement will be able to outperform traditional districts. And the school was frankly just unable to meet that academic benchmark in any of the years that the commission reviewed. And that's even using various formulas that the state commission creates specifically to try to account for and weigh for disadvantaged student populations.
So what was the graduation rate at Graduation Achievement?
So we're talking about a very low graduation rate of under 10% for each of the years that it was open.
And how does that compare to the public school rate in Georgia?
So it's, you know, obviously far, far, far lower than that. And the other marker is how they were performing on milestone tests was not anywhere near what the state expected them to be in.
So how is the school funded, Graduation Achievement?
So because it's a statewide charter school, it doesn't receive any local tax levies. Its funding comes from state support. In the case of Graduation Achievement in the last year, it was about $8.8 million in state funding. And then they also get some federal funds for special education and other purposes for about a $10 million budget.
So Graduation Achievement is the only state charter school that has sought to be labeled as an alternative, quote unquote, school by the Georgia Department of Education. So what does that mean?
Well, Graduation Achievement would tell you it ended up not meaning very much because of where they ended up, which is with closed doors. And basically in Georgia, the Georgia Department of Education allows schools to self-report if they serve an alternative population. And that's been one of Graduation Achievement schools' biggest concerns, is that they feel that Georgia has a big void in how it assesses and identifies alternative schools.
Okay. So these charter school standards, you mentioned that there are metrics and they try to factor in students of different populations in terms of income and other factors. Are there other schools or charter schools or plans to accommodate this population?
So Graduation Achievement folks very much feel that this was their mission and that they were filling a void that was not being met in the state. State Charter Commission of folks will tell told me that these students, 1,700 or so, who will not have a diploma when the school closes, have other options. In some cases, they can return to their local school districts, and they also can attend state charter schools. Although there is concern for some of these students who've been expelled, and at last count, there was maybe 70 or so of those students as to where they would be able to return to continue their education. And of course, GED is an option for some.
Students who struggled to perform in school are losing one of their options this month as the state's first virtual charter high school closes. And Vanessa McCray is with us. She's reported on whether or not online alternative charter schools set students up for success. She's a reporter for the AJC. So, Vanessa, are there models of schools like this that have succeeded here in Georgia or in other places?
So in my research, the models that the commission regularly suggested I look at and said were working are other state charter schools that serve alternative populations, but that have more of an in-person learning focus. And
right.
These are schools that are actually places where kids more regularly physically attend. Graduation Achievement did have three learning centers throughout the state in Augusta, Savannah, and Atlanta, but the bulk of the curriculum was delivered online. And I think that in the locations that are serving some alternative students where the state commission has said they've seen some success, there's been a larger focus on physical locations where there's stronger in-person teaching and wraparound services.
Right. So kids in the classroom. But I understand that virtual also works very well for a lot of bullied kids or other socially stigmatized kids.
Yeah. And it's not just bullied kids. We're talking about a population of kids who and young adults, frankly, who might be parenting or pregnant. Who are working. One of the young women I spoke to had dropped out of school at age 17 and later returned and now as a 20-year-old is preparing to leave or to graduate from Graduation Achievement. But she's been doing that while trying to balance work in fast food and retail. And so for her, an online curriculum was a necessity.
Well, you mentioned she being pregnant. I also understand that some of the population of Graduation Achievement were also former sex trafficking, people who were rescued from sex trafficking.
Yeah, so that's a statistic that the school reported to me. It's a small number, but they said they dealt with and served students who'd been in foster care, who have been victims of sex trafficking, kids who'd been previously incarcerated. Some of these factors are factors and stats the state does not collect. And so it's one way that Graduation Achievement argues should be somehow counted for the difficulty in educating and graduating them that the formula does not account for, because the formula can't account for things that the state doesn't collect or know about.
Right, and the state cannot also just close the doors of a school the way that a charter school can. And this is one of the complaints about charter schools. If it's not making its academic goals or revenue goals, it can just close. Are there any regulations in Georgia about that?
So the State Charter Schools Commission told me that they take very seriously their role in making sure that the schools they authorize are a good quality option for students, and that, frankly, their position is it's not really a true option if it's not a quality option.
Do any other charter schools accept students who had previously been expelled from their school?
So there are students, or there are other schools that accept those expelled students. But what I saw when I was looking at the data is that, at least compared to the other two online statewide charter schools, this particular school was correct in its assertion that it was educating more of these students. And in fact, I spoke to a hearing officer who works a lot with disciplinary cases, who told me that Graduation Achievement was one of the top places that he and folks in his profession referred students to, because mm-hmm. they were more accepting of students regardless of academic or disciplinary history.
Well, the superintendent, Monica Henson, told you that this raises a bigger policy question. How does Georgia deal with children who are, as she said, are least able to be advocates for themselves? Is anyone close to an answer on that?
So I think she hopes that the silver lining of this whole conversation is that it will create more awareness of these of this kind of what she considers to be a void in the educational landscape in Georgia. The Georgia Department of Education is having some conversations about what it means to be an alternative school, and they're thinking about how to perhaps more sharply define that, as well as creating a different possible way of measuring alternative school success. So there has been some larger statewide conversations about this issue.
But meanwhile, you have these 1,700 kids not getting a diploma. And how does not having a high school diploma affect someone's chances for getting a good job or creating a stable life here in Georgia?
So it's as bad as you would think for these students who don't graduate. There's an income gap a year of at least $5,000, according to studies that I looked at, for kids who don't have a college or don't have a high school degree versus those who do. And there's about 30,000 16 to 19-year-olds in Georgia who are not in school and not working. So it's really a huge societal problem, which has effects far beyond just a classroom.
Well, as you know, and as an education reporter, charter schools, another issue further polarizing the country along party lines. Now, you report on Atlanta Public Schools, a low-performing district. What is the Atlanta Public Schools stance on charter schools?
So Atlanta Public Schools has taken a very receptive stance to charter schools and the flexibility that they say they can provide, working with them as both partners and as supporting them. The district authorizes about 17 charter schools that it works with. And then it also has taken the little bit more unusual step in its turnaround strategy of partnering with nonprofit charter operators to actually run some of the district's traditional schools.
Vanessa McCray, education reporter for the AJC, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.